In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We're now ready for lesson 32. It begins on page 202. And at the top there is a little cartoon there, a strip where a girl is preparing for her confession, telling her sins to the priest, and then thanking God afterwards. And you'll see behind the little girl sort of an image there of Christ helping her to prepare and helping her to tell her sins. And that help is, of course, essential. And it is, Christ is speaking to us through our conscience. So the girl with a good conscience prepares well, tells her sins well, and thanks God well. Question 426. Before entering the confessional, how should we prepare ourselves for a good confession? We should prepare by taking sufficient time, not only to examine our conscience, but especially to excite in our hearts sincere sorrow for our sins and a firm purpose not to commit them again. Never enter the confessional box without at least a few minutes of preparation. Often, you will have to wait in line. But even if there is no line outside the box, spend at least 5 minutes to prepare yourself well. After you have examined your conscience well, arouse in your heart real sorrow for sin. The best way to do this is to think of some detail of the passion of our Lord, perhaps his crown of thorns, perhaps one nail wound, perhaps the smarting of his eyes from the blood and sweat and tears. This will make you wish you had never offended him by sin, and make you willing to do anything or to give up anything to keep out of sin in the future. So for the examination of conscience, in that preparation, there are many good examinations that have been written that are out there to help you. And with these, they're a good aid, and we can look at what we have done, the things we should have done but did not. And again, to excite the sorrow for this, the catechism is, it's so wise here, to think of the passion, to take a good look, say, at a crucifix. That shows what sin does to God. We could take the stations of the cross, or just one of them, and they will help with the sorrow. But remember that it will do no good simply to excite the feeling of being sorry for ourselves. That's just a self-pity and doesn't help a good confession at all. Question 427. How should we begin our confession? We enter, we kneel, we make the sign of the cross, and we say to the priest, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." Then we tell how long it's been since our last confession. For example, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It is 2 weeks since my last confession." Often, while you are asking for the blessing, or as you're coming in, the priest is already giving it, because he has many confessions to hear, and he tries to save some time, especially if there are many penitents, a long line, if you will. So he gives that blessing. The purpose of the blessing is to help us make a good confession. Question 428. After telling the time of our last confession, what do we confess? After telling the time, we have committed, if we have committed any mortal sins since that last confession, or that time, we must confess them, and also any we have forgotten in previous confessions, telling the nature and number of each. We may also confess any venial sins we wish to mention. For example, we say, "I missed Mass once, I was disobedient 10 times, I told lies 5 times, I quarreled once, I was unkind 8 times. So we start with the mortal sins, the most serious ones. And remember that to be guilty of a mortal sin, it has to be a serious matter. You had to clearly know it was wrong, and then freely choose to do it anyway. You might have done something which was mortally sinful, but you did not know it was wrong. And if you did not know it was wrong, you are not guilty or held responsible for it. And notice the nature and number of each mortal sin. This does not mean I violated the third commandment. Instead, we say, I missed Mass. Or, I violated the fourth commandment. Instead, say, I was disrespectful to my mother, say. Or, I was disrespectful to my teacher, and I was disrespectful three times. So, we try to say what the number and the kind of sin is, not going into all kinds of details on this. Question 430. What should we do when we have committed no mortal sins since our last confession? Well, we should confess our venial sins or some sin told in a previous confession for which we are again sorry in order that the priest may give us absolution. And this is what should ordinarily be the case because if we really love God, we will rarely, if ever, commit a mortal sin. But it is always best to tell all our sins, even the slightest. So this has to do with the matter of the sacrament. Again, each sacrament has a matter and form. So for example, baptism, the matter is the water, the person to be baptized, and the form, the words, which are said when the water is poured. In the case of confession here, the matter is sin, serious sin, mortal sin in particular. And it is true that if we love God, the commandments are not difficult to keep. If we love our parents, for example, it's not difficult to honor them. If we love a friend, it's not difficult to do things for them. If we love our country, it is not difficult to obey its just laws. That's very important to keep in mind. Its just laws.